After 15 minutes of flirting and intense eye contact, I finally decided to approach her. I was never really big on the whole, "I don't give out my number, so I'll take yours." Never liked playing that game. It never seemed to work in my favor. But her flat stomach and tight jeans had "exception" written all over them. Now, I have to admit, I'm a little surprised. An hour later, I received a text from her. She is texting me from her car on her way to the Red Box and wanted to know what I'm doing later. Another hour passes and she's pulling up my driveway. As she steps out of the car, I'm instantly reminded of why I made an exception. Those tight, sexy jeans that caught my attention earlier. I always wonder, how long does it take for women to squeeze into the jeans like that? Hopefully I'll be finding out in the morning. It's already late, so we head upstairs to the third floor master bedroom to watch the movie. After some intense conversation mixed with some flirtatious smiles and contagious laughter, we decided to turn off the movie, dim the lights, and set the fireplace to high. The snapping and cracking sounds of the blazing flames echo off the walls of the room, mixing with the smooth, lingering, cohesive sounds of jazz playing in the background. The thick smoke from our blunt dances up from the tip of it, tapering off into the darkness of the room, leaving the ripe and potent stench of weed hanging in the air. We devour each other with our eyes. She is so confident and secure with her wants and needs. The conversation is foreplay. Her lips are aggressive and an aphrodisiac. They are so sexy and a huge turn-on. The way she can articulate her desires drives the both of us crazy. Something about women that can describe their wants and needs in detail. It's definitely a mind come. I think she feels the same way. Before I can change the topic, she's already straddling me and is sucking my tongue right out of my mouth. I finally lay back as she climbs on top of me. She wants it, and the fact that she can feel it pushing against her leg is only helping the matter. Her light skin tone is perfect, so smooth and flawless. She is young, smart, and experienced. She went on to teach me things that night that we will never forget. I want to drive her crazy, and she knows it, but she won't give in. I can't even get her nipples to work in my favor. I play with them as she straddles me. I'm licking and sucking them, softly biting them, while massaging them with my tongue as I squeeze the other breast with my hand. I do some of my best work, but nothing, just a smile. Like, that's all you got? She unzips my pants and starts working on the tip of my dick with her hand. Just the tip. Which is different. I start getting all hard when she feels the tip with her tongue and the warmth from her mouth touching me. The sensation stimulates my whole body. She works it with her hand and her mouth. Within seconds, I'm so lubed up. I don't know how she keeps me in her mouth, but she does, amongst other things. Something about a woman putting her fingers in her mouth, then making them disappear underneath her panties is beyond hot. She starts licking and sucking the head of my dick while working the shaft with her hands, both hands. Opposite directions, while she is mouthing me off, unreal. She has the right pressure, the right amount of lube. She says she's a college student, but I can't help but wonder what the hell she's studying. Suddenly, she stands up and orders me to do the same. I don't think I'm into things like that, but before I can decide, she's on her back and guiding me into her mouth. She places my hand on the back of her head, encouraging me to push harder. Her mouth is wide open, and she's eager to have it filled with my dick. If she is working this hard for an A+, I just wonder what she will do for some extra credit. Now, all men are down for some slutty-like head, but this is extreme. I feel like I'm fucking her mouth. Actually, I'm not even in the driver's seat. She has her hands clasped on my ass and is pushing me deeper into her mouth. Well, throat at this point. She's gagging and I'm loving it. I mean, I'm fucking her throat like it was a pussy. A very, very tight one. I am so wet that I just slide deeper and deeper and I don't even think she's gagging anymore. I'm told that for every woman who loves to be fucked in the throat until she gags, there are 5 that hate it. This is amazing. I can't wait to return the favor, though. I know I'm not going to be able to top her performance, but I'm going to worship every inch of her body until I make her come from places she didn't even know existed. She's good. In fact, the best. And she knows it. She has to. I come so hard, I don't think she even tasted it. It just shoots down the back of her throat. I feel like I abused her mouth, more or less her throat. And I can't believe that she loves it. But she sure seems to. I'm still turned on, still hard as a rock. Just as I'm getting ready to return the favor, she rolls over and starts to go to bed. I think it's just a game until she confirms by asking if it's okay for her to sleep in the nude. I can't believe it. She tells me that she came while she was doing it and is all set. I didn't even notice that she was playing with herself, but she tells me she had gotten off twice. Not only that, but she adds that she doesn't fuck on the first date because it's nasty. Huh. Go figure.